Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification with me, your host, John Ossipinski. I'm on a mission to educate everybody I meet about the lymphatic system because most people don't learn about it until they get a diagnosis of cancer or have a relative. So I've been working with the lymphatic system to help most health problems for 25 years. I manually activate my client's lymphatic system over a few weeks, and they feel better. And basically, I'm just reducing cellular waste in their body, bringing oxygen to their cells, reviving their cells, and they feel better. On today's show, I'm explaining how to help eye pain with lymphatic system detoxification. The lymphatic system is a tiny network of vessels and nodes that helps to clean every system in the body, your skin, your muscles, your bones, your organs, your blood vessels, nerves, and brain. Think of the lymphatic system as a plumbing system to remove cellular waste from the body and brain, and we ignore this system. When it isn't working efficiently, you can fill with your own cellular waste, which is parts of cells and fluid that can limit circulation and lead to pressure in any part of the body or brain, and in this case, we're talking about the eye. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department in 1991, I was fortunate to learn the work of three world-renowned physicians who used their hands to manually release specific parts of the body to promote circulation and healing. Many of you have heard of craniosacral therapy by Dr. Upledger, visceral manipulation, where we release your organs, by Dr. Borel from France, and another French physician who really, what moved me the most was Dr. Chicley, and he's a developer of lymph drainage therapy. You know, we all have a lymphatic system, and we need to understand how to get this system going. It cleans every system in our body. So I have understanding of the body that most people don't have, and I really see it as a plumbing system. The lymphatic system cleans every system. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, and my on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life, explain how we're filling with cellular waste. Most importantly, I give you steps to follow to improve your lymphatic system and health. And it's not about being perfect. That's what I want people to understand. It's really about learning that you have to become good at cleaning up, not doing a detox once a year or twice a year. It's about weekly. We need to learn how to, or daily, we need to learn how to, you know, get our lymph system going, and it really doesn't take that much. So think of the lymphatic system as a plumbing system, right, that's not cleaning us and we're filling up with waste. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department in 1991, I basically delved into the lymphatic system for the next 25 years. And I could tell you, I don't think I would be here if I didn't understand the lymphatic system. I was very sick at one time in my life. And once I understood that I was more toxic and I was acidic, within 30 days, my life changed. And that same thing can happen to you, but you need to have the right information. Understanding this myth science, I developed body work called lymphpractic. You know, we're all familiar with chiropractic, but we need to maintain our lymphatic system that I use in Scottsdale, Arizona. I tune up your lymphatic system to boost your immune system and natural detoxification of cellular waste from your body. A lymphpractic session will make you feel more relaxed in your body and mind than you've felt in a long time. When we improve circulation in the brain feels more relaxed. If you live out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system anywhere in the world. I understand science of the lymphatic system, the body sewage treatment system, that everyone needs to know to have a healthier and happier life. So I want to start off by saying there's a lot of controversy about whether there are lymphatic vessels in the eye. And I want you to know that research has always shown that there were no lymphatic vessels in the brain, but in 2015, lymphatic vessels were found in the brain. So know that the lymphatic system helps to maintain every part of the body and brain directly or indirectly. And with the eye, whether they find lymphatic vessels or not, I tend to think they may be there. We know there are lymphatic vessels or lymphatic-like vessels in the Schlemm's canal behind the lens. And this canal becomes blocked and circulation in the eye suffers. We can have pressure. So, you know, what's causing your eye pain? Typically, it's pressure. It's about lack of circulation. When lymph flow and circulation is impeded in the eye, it can create excess pressure. And again, this can happen in the eye or any place. There can be many reasons for pain in the eye. Stress, you got hit in the eye with a ball or a fist, past surgeries, repeated viral or bacterial infections would leave a lot of waste in our body. Antibiotics create a lot of waste. And many medications can cause inflammation and pressure in the eye by depleting minerals. I would like to explain how the buildup of cellular waste is limiting lymph flow in the eye like log jams in a river. And really, this is every health problem. Early in my career, I had a client going through a lymphatic system detoxification, and back then I would put people through 3 days in a row. I was doing research. And during her manual detox, she released excess cellular waste, which at first made her more acidic and toxic. And this happens to everybody. Whenever we start eating healthy, we do some exercise, we get a massage or a lymphatic drainage session, we're going to be more toxic for a day or two. Well, a day after one of her sessions with me, her mom passed away unexpectedly. The shock of her mom passing and the extracellular waste from the detox made her more toxic. It limited her circulation. That day, she'd lost her vision. She was blind for a few days. As the body dealt with the excess cellular waste and stress hormones, her vision came back. Now, another client I'm currently seeing for chronic lymphocytic leukemia, and I've seen her for years, and her doctors are amazed that she's not on chemo yet, and she was doing great until some family stress arrived. Remember, stress will kill us. It constricts us. Her blood test started showing that her numbers, meaning more lymphocytes, were growing in her body, were building up in her body. Then she started having problems with severe pain in her head and eyes. She was sent for medical tests, MRIs, CT scans, and a spinal tap. Nothing showed any problems. Excess lymphocytes are building in her blood and head, creating little log jams in her body. And for her, it's happening in her head. In her eyes, in her head, she's feeling it. After numerous lymphatic sessions to reduce cellular waste, she's feeling better. It's really about that area became acidic, it couldn't clean itself, and it filled with cellular waste. So understanding pH or acid alkaline levels in the body can make a big difference in how fluid in and around your eyes circulate. pH stands for potential of hydrogen. You often hear me talk a lot about it because it goes hand in hand with our lymphatic system, whether it flows or not, whether we detox or not. So the scale of pH goes from 0 to 14. Below 7 is acidic. Above 7 is alkaline. We want to be in balance or close to balance between 6.5 and 7.5, and you want to test your saliva and urine. Saliva is showing what's in our body and our tissues, and urine is showing what's leaving our body. But we want that all to be in about 6.5 and a 7.5. Let's look at pain, understanding the lymphatic system and acid-alkaline balance. Your major lymph veins, and I call them drains, are in the base of your neck, right behind your clavicle bones. Those are the bones right in the front of your neck. When your shoulders and neck become tight, this can limit lymph flow out of the head and eyes. It actually becomes a plumbing problem. Even a small backup can create over time pressure. A recent study found a missed root cause of Alzheimer's, and give me a second, I know I'm talking about Alzheimer's, and we're talking about eyes here. They found an acidic brain cell called an astrocyte. So researchers found when the astrocyte becomes acidic, and it's only slightly acidic, it can no longer clean itself. It becomes toxic, and this is happening in every health problem. It's happening if you're having eye pain. It's happening if you're having sciatic pain. Our health problems begin in the cell, and when they can't clean, when they become acidic, we become toxic. So an important step in helping eye pain and most disease is taking steps to improve the body's lymph flow and pH to help natural detoxification of acidic cellular waste. I hope you see, as I do, that many of our illnesses are due to an imbalance that is limiting the ability of your lymphatic system to clean cellular waste from your skin, muscles, bones, organs, nerves, and brain. In this case, our eyes are being affected. The eyes, like all organs, have arteries, veins, and lymphatic vessels somewhere around them that complete circulation. And our body cells are always replicating themselves. The eyes are always producing new cells. The old cells are being picked up by the veins and lymph system. If your eyes are overly acidic, the tissues constrict, the eye tightens, limiting lymph flow and circulation, and you have pressure. Before I tell you what you can do to maintain your lymphatic vessels to help eye pain and most health problems, let me explain how I can help you here in my office in Scottsdale, Arizona, with sessions of Lymphpractic. Over a few sessions of Lymphpractic, I tune up your lymphatic system to boost your immune system and natural detoxification of cellular waste. Lymphpractic will make you more relaxed in your body and mind than you have felt in a long time. If you live outside of Arizona, contact me for a lymphatic system health coaching or check out my on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life. I coach people, you know, on all different health problems, and I believe everything's from one health problem. So I made a course that really addresses your lymphatic system and addresses most health problems. It's 7 lessons, 30 easy activities. You read a page, you watch a video of me, and you learn how to drain your lymphatic system, how to eat, and how to take up some basic supplements. It's life-changing. So when it comes to eye pain, the key is balancing the body's pH and manually improving lymph flow and circulation to improve detoxification in the eye and surrounding tissues, because it's not just the eye. In most health problems, it's the tissues around that organ that are becoming filled with cellular waste. It looks like a buildup of calcium on x-rays, but it's cellular waste, and it's limiting lymph flow to that organ. So if you take medications, and many people take, you know, anywhere from 3 to 15 medications I've seen, these can be depleting magnesium or other minerals, making us acidic, which we know is going to make our cells not be able to clean. When we have a severe health problem, we don't want to do a big detox program, right? It's just too much. We want to start slow by just changing our hydration, you know, doing a little bit of light exercise, and changing our diet to eat more fruits and vegetables. When we're eating more acid foods, which are basically everything of the sad American diet, it's killing us. It's stopping our circulation. So more fruits and vegetables, daily diet exercise, systemic enzymes help to break down cellular waste. Omega-3 oils are anti-inflammatory, and curcumin is really great at reducing inflammation. But magnesium may be one of the most important minerals we need, and it helps to balance pH. It relaxes your tissues, your organs, and you feel better. Most people don't take enough. We need anywhere from, you know, 600 milligrams to maybe some people up to 1,000 to 1,200 milligrams spread out throughout the day. Now, gentle lymphatic drainage sessions are really important. That's what I specialize in. But I've had to teach my clients how to drain themselves because they go home and they get toxic again. And I'm really trying to get people not to come in and see me so much. I want people to be able to maintain themselves. So that's how I developed my course also, is I started teaching people how to drain themselves in my office. Here, to help your problem, do this. To help, you know, your headaches, do this. And my course evolved. So lying down and placing a thin slice of cucumber on your eyes, everybody should be doing this, helps to relieve pressure in the eyes. It opens up circulation. Do that for about 10, 15 minutes. You don't want it cold. You want it just like room temperature. So become proactive. Take steps to improve your lymphatic system to help your pain. And a lot of that is manually activating our lymphatic system. That's what I do in my office in Scottsdale, Arizona. And I actually hold people's eyes, and you feel heat. I feel heat coming out of them. People feel them relaxing. And this is how we improve health, guys. We improve circulation around and in our cells, and we are a cellular being. So, you know, whether you come see me or find a lymphatic therapist in your area or learn how to activate your lymphatic system in my course, which you can get into right now, is powerful. You know, when we manually activate the lymphatic system, when we take steps to change our pH, our body gives up waste more easily. And that's what you have to see. When we're acidic, and most people are overly acidic, then our body just constricts, right? We spend billions on antacids and Prilosec and things that stop acid in our body. So we know we're acidic, but we have to become more alkaline. It actually opens up your blood vessels. It lets waste out. So if you're having any questions, you'd like to talk to me and, you know, get this straightened out, or you don't think this is real science, contact me at healthylymphsystem.com. I'll gladly talk to you for 15 minutes for free and, you know, help you understand this. And I don't care what health problem you have, I will help address it. Go to my healthylymphsystem.com. There's an acid alkaline food chart on the bottom. It's a PDF. It'll make a big difference. Put it on your refrigerator. Eat more alkaline foods. Next Thursday show will be on how to help anxiety in children with autism by improving the lymphatic system. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. Tell others about my website, healthylymphsystem.com. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification with me, your host, John Ossipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life.